Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rules that you've seen at a wedding, maybe something that you've never experienced before. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. That's what we're talking about. It started yesterday with our friend Alex, who got married and locked the doors if people were late at the wedding. She put it in the rules. She had it on the invite. Hey, guys, be on time or the doors are locked.
It's like a live taping of a TV show. Nope, sorry, can't come in.
And then we received a message here on the Siding Unlimited text line that said, good morning. I'm getting married in less than 4 months, and my rule for my wedding is no one can wear black. I've had so many people argue with me about wearing black, and the reason why they can't is because I've decided to wear a black dress. The normal tradition is no one wears white because the bride does.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to accomplish with no one wearing black, but it's more difficult than I thought.
Why would it be difficult? Wouldn't you think... Less than 4 months, I mean, and it's a wedding, you want some happy colors anyway. People wouldn't be wearing black. They'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, cool, cool, we won't wear the black. But this is difficult because
there are people that want to wear black to the wedding.
No, I've got a great dress. You're going to wear the blazer.
Well, that's just it. A lot of people feel like they don't want to have to spend any more money. They don't want to have to buy something new. Maybe their favorite dress.
Out of the closet.
And black can be a little concealing.
Slimming.
So a lot of people feel more comfortable in black. I mean, for the bride, I would say it's your day. You do you. You make the rules. And if people want to be upset.
Too bad, right?
Mel Robbins, let them.
Yeah, but then they won't.
Let them be upset.
Then they won't come to your wedding.
You're not going to go to a wedding because you can't wear a certain
dress.
I'm
just saying. What are you going to wear?
Or a certain outfit.
What are you going to wear?
I guess buy something else.
They don't want to buy stuff. They have stuff, it sounds like.
And in this
difficult.
In this day and age of Pinterest and social media, it's all about getting the perfect photo. And if they're looking for a color scheme to be a certain way, they're telling guests, hey, this is what we're asking of you. I've never been to a wedding where someone's worn a black dress. I think that's pretty cool. Good for you. It's going to look slick. It's going to look great.
Solid.
It probably is something maybe that you wear often, so it'll feel more natural to you be wearing a black dress instead of a white dress.
So maybe everybody else should be wearing white. Should have the white dress. Everybody else wears the white. You wear the black.
At this point,
we're gonna switch it up here.
At this point, why not? If they're saying don't wear black, but do you think you can make these rules for people that you can set up a dress code for a wedding?
That's what I mean.
That's kind of what you're doing. It's no different than if you were setting up a family photo shoot. You want to color coordinate. This is going to be essentially a big photo shoot. So you want to color coordinate. So I say you absolutely can do this. I had just never heard of it before.
I think other people are going to, we're going to have listeners call in and say, no, you're going a little too far there. You're going a little too far telling people you can't, no, I don't want you wearing black. Well, you're going to tell me what to wear? Are you going to tell me what to give to? Does the gift have to be at least
you do
$1,000?
When you set up the registry, you are basically telling people this is what you should get us.
No, but I'm talking about like if you want to just give money.
And if this listener is saying the wedding is less than 4 months,
and she's already put this news out there, they probably have at least 5-6 months to plan ahead.
We already have these
borrow
rules.
Borrow something from somebody else.
We already have these rules that come up during the reception. We talked about this. No clinking glasses. You got to sing a song with love in it. Oh, all these rules. I know it's your wedding, but
it's
dude,
your day.
Do you want me to have fun?
Hey.
Do you want me to come and have fun? Otherwise, this is me. Of course, I'm an idiot. My wife would show me this and I would go, yeah, we're not going. Forget it. We're not going to
we're
this
not
wedding.
Going. Too
we're
much
not going
work.
To this
we're
wedding.
Not going.
Absolutely
okay,
not.
Okay, well, here's what I would say. It is no different, just on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
It's no different than going over to someone's house and they say, hey, shoes off. It's a rule. If you're going to show up to their event, you're going to show up to their location, they are calling the shots.
Oh, so shoes off?
I think it's Excuse odd. Me. I do find it a little odd, but I understand it. Once I started thinking about this message that was sent in to us, I can understand if she's wearing black and she doesn't want everybody else to be wearing black, telling people, yeah. Hey, no black dresses allowed.
Right. You tell me to take my shoes off before I walk in your house, I'm going to say, the shoes are staying on. I'm going to go home. That's my thing. Come on. You want to make people comfortable and you want to open your house and say, hey, my house, mi casa es
yes,
su casa.
But also,
let's just do that
some
one of
these
things.
People invited to the wedding may not even be in your life in 2 years.
Then so why have them at the wedding?
My point is focus on the two of you. What do you two want to do? Focus on the... both of them.
See, look, it. We're like going back and forth here. Y'all can try and help out here. 414-432-1099.
Maddie, what do you think about this mixed listener that texted us in here to the show saying they're wearing a black wedding dress, so they're asking the guests to not wear black? I was saying, sure, if you want everything to look a certain way in the photos, you can do that, and Radar thinks it's
no, I think you
absurd.
Don't go to the wedding. What do you think, Maddie?
I think it's no big deal. Of all the requests that she could make, don't wear one specific color. And she's letting people know enough in advance. They've got enough time to plan, figure something out, borrow something from a friend,
yep.
Go to a thrift store. You've got enough time to plan something else.
You do. Have you ever been to a wedding where you've heard people set up a dress code like this?
I went to a wedding where everyone had to wear red.
Ooh. That's
you had to wear
I think
red.
See, and I think that's so
cool.
That's so beautiful though when people put that much thought into it. I really do. And it's also no different than when you get an invite and say black tie affair. People are telling you this
exactly.
is the attire. This
mm-hmm.
is what you're supposed to wear.
Maddie, you know what I'm thinking though? When I see these that one rule on the invite, I go, okay, what else when we get there are they gonna spring on
no,
us? Now there's more rules.
Maddie, here's what's really happening. Radar has 3 kids, none of which have gotten married yet. He's trying
Scared.
To put out there to any of the kids that could be listening, hey yeah. guys, keep it simple for dear old dad.
That's right.
Like I just want to be able to show up, have a beer, give a toast, and go on my way.
There we go. Thanks, Maddie.
Hey, thank you.